Welcome to episode number 72 of Sweet But Salty, the Bliss Point of Podcasts. This time I nailed the intro. I really focused and concentrated in order to be able to say this right. This time it worked. Welcome to this new episode. I'm gonna be really honest, as always. I still don't really know what to talk about. My life is kind of... It consists of writing a lot because I'm writing a paper and I'm preparing for my master's thesis. So I'm reading through different articles and scientific papers, which is kind of interesting and kind of annoying because when it gets too much, it gets on your nerves. But that's a topic for another episode or for no episode at all because I don't know what else to say about it other than that's what I'm doing most of the time. And in between, I'm doing a little bit of nothing else. No, of course, I'm doing other things too. But that's not what I want to talk about because when I started this podcast, I created a super long list of topic ideas. Currently, there are 122 topic ideas in my list. So whenever I run out of ideas of what to talk about, I can check back on this list. And I found one entry that was kind of done. So the description for the episode was already written. I wrote it about a year ago. And the title is Sorry Not Sorry. And this is what this episode is called. And what I want to talk about is actually the importance of being yourself, standing up for yourself, and just being aware of how amazing you are. Because there are so many people in this world, and it's easy to kind of get insecure about yourself, to compare yourself to others, especially through social media, and to kind of lose the focus on the things that you are good at, because you see so many other people doing amazing things. And there's really something about this idea of being unapologetically you. I love this term a lot. And that's why this episode is called Sorry Not Sorry, because I used to be someone who apologized too much for little things. And I stopped doing that because it's not necessary. And it's never necessary to apologize for being who you are. And even if other people think you're a lot, or you're too quiet, or too this, too that, it really doesn't matter. What matters is that you are aware of your strengths. And in my last episode, I talked about having this success journal. And let me tell you, it actually works. I've been doing this for maybe 10 days, so I've been recording my successes at the end of the day, and it really gets you thinking about the things that you did well that day. I think it's also important not to fall into this trap of only measuring your worth depending on how much you actually do and accomplish, because that's not what this is about. The success journal is really just a qualitative measure. So it's about the quality of the things that you accomplish, not about the quantity. It kind of opens your eyes to the things that you do on a daily basis that you maybe take for granted or that you don't really realize are positive things that you have accomplished. So it's really this beautiful way to build your confidence, because in the end, confidence stems from seeing and acknowledging that you're capable to do certain things. And that's what builds your confidence. And I've had this problem that, let's not call it problem. Well, I struggled with confidence in the sense that with every single task that I begin, I feel like I'm starting from zero. So I didn't really used to have this confidence in myself and this certainty that I was going to be able to accomplish something even if I accomplished the same thing before. For example, when I design something, or when I start a new drawing, or when I write a new paper, It's like I used to start from scratch because I thought, well, okay, last time I did well, but this time it's completely different. Truth is, it's not completely different. It's actually quite similar to the time before. So, for example, I have this with drawings a lot. I think I draw pretty well, to be honest. But every single time I start one, I kind of dread it because I think it's not going to be as good as the one before. And then I kind of surprise myself most of the time. Sometimes I don't. But most of the time I surprise myself because I see, oh wow, okay, this drawing is good. And that's actually no way to build your confidence. So the success journal is really, it helps a lot to focus on the things that you do well. It just helps you to process the things that you experience. And that's something really important because if you don't process what you experience, if you just keep doing things without realizing that you're doing them, they don't have that profound effect on your confidence. Yeah, so I can totally recommend having a success journal or just jotting down a couple of bullet points at the end of the day saying what you did well that day. And I want to finish off by saying, be unapologetically yourself. Don't apologize for being who you are, for your character, or the things that you love doing. I like staying home most of the time. Why would I apologize for that? There are people who are really active out there. There are people who are really extroverted and who love being around other people and who love going out. And I don't. But that's me. And there are other people like you. Always remember that. There are other people like you out there who understand you, who have sympathy for you, who could benefit from seeing what you're capable of. And that's just something beautiful to keep in mind. All of us have our unique strengths, and showing them makes this world a better place, for sure. So definitely, definitely never apologize for being who you are. Just own up to it and be proud of yourself. And that's the end of this episode. Thank you so much for listening. If you like this episode, make sure to rate it on Apple Podcasts. Also, you can rate my entire podcast over there, which would help me out tremendously. If you like my podcast, recommend it to somebody else who could benefit from it, who would like it. And I will catch you next week. Stay tuned. Bye.